Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Humble, Mr. Gracious, at your service. As always, you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we've got Michael Stollard back on the show. Michael is the founder and the president of E Pluribus Partners, which is an organization that helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially the area of leadership, especially in the area of making sure that the first customers we have are employees. You know, there's some debate about who's the number one customer. You know, whether it's the person who writes you the check or the person who makes those people happy. But either way, they're still your customers in that respect. And how do we make them feel that they're happy and engaged, get them engaged in serving the business and being leaders themselves in the business? And so Michael helps with that. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's our good friend Michael Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back again. Michael, you and your folks are always working on new ways of thinking about how to get the most out of our organizations. And right now, with where we are in this recovery cycle, there's still a lot of people out there who are doing more than their share of the work, aren't there?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't hired. We still got almost 10% unemployment. It's probably more than that. When all is said and done, and all things are considered, it's probably more than 10%. And so, what that means is that the companies the companies have, are doing more than their share, and that creates a lot of issues, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that's one of the challenges as you grow, Jim. You always have the group who, because of their character and their work ethic, they're going to be impact players. But how about the other group, the people who are not? You know, we know from research. You and I were talking about this recently. That recent research studies have shown that on average, 75% of employees are not engaged in giving their best efforts in their work. They're not.
Even today, I mean, are companies operating with that kind of engagement loss even today with productivity going up and people being afraid they're going to lose their job? Is that still the case?
Well, you know, Jim, they're very attuned to FaceTime and looking like they're productive, but looking like you're productive and being productive are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to work with the mindset that you want to give your best efforts, you want to align your behavior with your organization's goals, you want to help the people around you, you want to see the team win, it's a totally different mindset. And it's also a different feeling. I think that's what we found is so interesting that and I thought it was great that the conference board, when they did their research, they defined employee engagement as heightened emotional and intellectual connections that employees have for their job, their organization, their manager, or their coworkers that in turn influence an employee to apply additional discretionary effort to his or her work. And in our research, which actually was conducted at the same time as the conference boards, but independently, we found the same thing, that when people feel, especially these emotional connections, you know, being fired up or burned out, or when you stop and think about it, it's how you feel. It's an emotional
mm-hmm.
state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people feel connected to their supervisor, to the people they work with, to the purpose of the organization, and as many of those connections as you can develop as a leader, that will really determine whether they come to work on a day-in and day-out basis and want to give their best efforts and have the energy to do that. Otherwise, they're going to show up for the paycheck.
So you're saying...
You and I know that's a lot different.
You're saying that we can't... It's not just enough to say to people, hey, get to work, you should be glad you got a job.
Right.
That's not obviously I'm being a little bit facetious, but I mean that may be the way a lot of people feel that they're being managed these days. But instead of that, we should still be leading people we didn't have any problems. You know, we've got all opportunities.
Yeah, you really have to shift their mindset and help them see that we have an opportunity to win together and we're all going to benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to accomplish something great. And I want you to feel like a partner.
But how do we make sure that that's not just rhetoric? How do we make sure that, you know, sometimes I feel that sometimes when I listen to politicians, I get the idea that they think that just because they say it, they think that'll make it happen.
Right.
I wonder if leaders are like that. And I want to let me back up. I wonder if managers are like that, because leaders aren't like that. And when we come back, I'm going to get Michael Seller to answer that question right after these messages. So, folks, here's a question for you. Are you a manager or are you a leader? There's a difference. 22, stay with us. Does everybody really know what? Another illusion I chose to create. We're back at 17 till. Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame if you want to follow me there. Michael Stollard is our guest. Michael Lee Stollard is the co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out, along with Carolyn Dewing Holmes and Jason Pankow. They're the co-authors. And Michael is the president of E Pluribus Partners. Is that right, Michael?
It is. Thanks.
Did I say that right? And Michael, I want to talk about the definition, the difference between a manager and a leader. I was telling you about that a second ago. But before we do that, you've got an event coming up I want you to tell the audience about.
Yes, it's a webinar. It's called The Connection Edge. It's through a group called Communitelligence. And I believe you're going to post it on your website. I'll post
yep.
it on my blog. And what we're going to do is offer a $100 discount to your listeners if they put in the a promotion code, just small biz,
mm-hmm.
B-I-Z, and that'll all be on the website. And instead of paying $195, they'll pay $95 for it.
All right,
so 50%
discount just because they know me, right?
Yes.
See, folks, I work hard for your money.
And we're also going to provide them a free digital download of our book.
All right.
Part of that.
All right, that sounds good. So tell us again what you're going to be talking about in this event.
It's called The Connection Edge, How Apple, Pixar, and Procter & Gamble Leaders Communicate to Boost Productivity, Innovation, and Performance.
And you're going to make sure that what you learn from those companies can be converted into something that a Main Street small business can use.
Absolutely. We're going to have very specific, actionable things that people can implement. And,
right.
and it'll help them develop the connection edge to motivate employees and so that everyone gives their best efforts and aligns their behavior with your goals.
And how long will this last?
1 hour.
1 hour, and it's next Wednesday.
Yes.
And
9/2 begins at 2 Eastern.
Okay. And then, and so give us the website one more time quickly.
If you go to their website, if you go to their website, it's Communitelligence, Communitelligence.com.
Communitelligence.com. All right, so check
right.
that out. Check
or
it out.
Or if they go to your website.
We'll have a link from it there, too.
Link, right.
Michael, talk to us about this. You know, I said something a minute ago about are you a manager or are you a leader? You know, are you the kind of person if you're a manager, and the way I'm defining it right now, folks, is if you're a manager, you're basically telling your people, or you're presuming, the way you behave makes them think that you're presuming that they should be just thrilled to have a job, or do you take this opportunity to step up and be a leader? What do you think, Michael?
Well, if you're a manager, people will follow you because they have to, because
right.
you have the power, you have the authority, you control their job. However, you shift to become a leader and you develop the connection edge. That's the difference between a manager and a leader. Is a leader connect so that people don't follow them because they have to. They follow them because they want to, and that makes all the difference in performance.
Napoleon, you've heard me say this before, Napoleon said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon.
Yeah, and you know, Napoleon, you go back to history, Napoleon really focused on his soldiers. He had the support of soldiers, at least up until a certain point in history. And I think with some of his campaigns, he lost their support.
Yeah, but you know, there was a story that whenever he was preparing to go to battle, he would bring his generals in, and he'd make them tell their plan to the dumbest private in the army. And if he couldn't if that private couldn't understand their plan, they had to go back to the drawing board.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
That's an old story that I've heard a long time ago, but there's something to that, isn't there?
Well, there is. Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, he had the same approach. If there was a certain guy on the team, if he didn't understand the play, then they weren't going to do it.
Yeah, and the old story in the movie about this is a football. And then Jerry Kramer in the back said, Coach, would you take a little slower, please? But anyway, the thing is, you know, I was just thinking as we were talking, Michael, you're a manager, and this includes if you're the business owner. If you're the business owner, you're a manager also. But you're a manager by definition. But you're a leader by performance.
That's right.
Would that be a fair way to say that?
Yeah, your role makes you a manager because you're responsible for managing tasks and people to get those organizing tasks and people to get the work done. But to get them to give their best efforts, to want to follow you, to want to help the business, that's when you have to develop the connection edge to become a leader.
Right.
And that's what these great leaders like. You know, Steve Jobs, you look at the performance of Apple, there are some things he's done you can specifically point to that have helped him develop the connection edge. And the same is true with Ed Catmull at Pixar. Same is true with A.G. Laffley when he led this incredible turnaround of Procter & Gamble. So that's what we're going to talk about, as well as other leaders and some of the things that they did to develop that connection.
What did you learn from Jobs?
Here's what I learned from Jobs. When he came back to Apple, you know, after being booted, Apple eventually bought Next, which is his successor company he founded, and then they eventually made him CEO. He came back. He realized that Apple had lost its way, and he said he worked with an advertising agency to develop a message that was as much for the marketplace, it was much for their employees as it was for the marketplace, and it was to communicate this, that we're not a technology company. We're not technologists. We're much more than that. We're innovators who are changing the world. We're creating the tools that will be easy to use for writers, for teachers, for artists. And by creating these easy-to-use tools, we'll change the world. And then he helped them see
The user interface was so important to him, wasn't it?
It was. It was.
And I want to talk about that when we come back after these messages. The user interface, folks, between you and your employees, the people who you work for, basically. Tintel, stay with us. Michael Stollard and I will be right back. Little Heartland rock and roll there. John Mellencamp, right out of Heartland America, great state of Indiana. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Michael Lee Stollard is our guest, Stallard. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Michael, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me at fireduporburnedout.com. That's my book website.
Yeah.
Or you can go to my blog, Michael Lee Stollard, Stallard.com. And if you just Google anything close to that, you'll get it'll come up.
Right, so check that out, folks. And the what's the name of the website again?
It's Communitelligence.
Communitelligence.com. That's how you can go to find out how to attend this event that he and some other folks are doing next Wednesday at 2:00 Eastern. And don't forget the big discount that we've negotiated hard for you here, folks. They cut the price in half just because you said that you know me. So that'll help out, and I hope you'll take advantage of that. Michael, you were telling us, went to the break, I was asking you about what did we learn from one of your subjects next Wednesday is Steve Jobs, the legendary CEO and founder, co-founder of Apple. I was an Apple user for a long, long time, and almost 20 years. And I used Macintosh for almost 20 years. And you're right, they did lose their way because they lost me after a while because they lost their way on some things. But anyway, He's back now. We know he's back. iPads, iPods, all the other things that they're doing. But I was talking about the interface and how he realized about this, the connection that had to be made with the customer's hands, the customer's eyes. And this is the same kind of interface that we have to do as leaders. And you've got something you want to read to us that's, I guess, is the essence of what he thought of when he came back to Apple.
Yeah, so picture this. Steve Jobs comes back. He realizes the company has lost its way. They think of themselves as just another technology company producing computers rather than a company of innovators.
Mm-hmm.
And he works with an advertising agency to really communicate his division. And in a meeting with employees, they play this commercial. Here, Richard Dreyfuss was the voice. I don't have his voice, but here is the text of the ad. Let me just read it.
And who received this ad?
This was an ad that was played. It was a television ad.
Okay, so it's the public got this.
So no, and this is it's being rolled out to employees.
I got you. Okay.
And Steve Jobs is standing there watching it, and I want to tell you about his reaction after it
All right.
played.
All right.
Here's the text. It says, "Here's to the crazy ones," and I think this applies to entrepreneurs too. So this is so relevant mm-hmm. to your audience. "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes. The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can praise them, disagree with them, quote them, disbelieve them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They invent, they imagine, they heal, they explore, they create, they inspire. They push the human race forward. Maybe they have to be crazy. How else can you stare at an empty canvas and see a work of art? Or sit in silence and hear a song that's never been written? Or gaze at a red planet and see a laboratory on wheels? We make tools for these kinds of people. While some see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do."
Hmm.
After this ad played, there was a writer there watching mm-hmm. Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that there were tears streaming down his face.
Wow.
He was so moved, he was unable to talk.
So, folks, the thing is, the message I think we should take away from that, for my company, and Michael, for all the folks listening out there, is to somehow find that kind of an attitude in your own way, in your own industry, about why you are doing what you're doing.
Yes, absolutely. Find out
and convey that to your employees. Try to and get them to understand it and believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is important? How are you helping the community? How are you helping other people? Help them. Help your employees see that. But mind you, this is just one way to create the connection edge. And what we do in this webinar is we talk about other ways. Because mm-hmm. if you're, for example, in the waste management company, it's not easy to get people excited about the business. But there are other ways. You know, it's certainly very useful business and important to society, but there are other ways to develop that connection edge that really resonates with employees.
Michael, we've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. Always a joy to be with you.
We'll see you next time. Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, folks. Don't forget that discount on that on the program next Wednesday. I gave you the website there. Check it out and you get a chance. And you're going to get a 50% cut on the whole thing. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.